Good morning. It is day three of the Spring Share-a-thon 2024. We call it Wonderful Wednesday. And we have had two incredible days, and we know that today is going to be no different. We have an incredible lineup of guests today for Spring Share-a-thon, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And we're glad that you've joined us here this morning on Mater Dei Radio. And we have some folks to thank from last night. It was fast and furious there right up to the end, Patrick.
It was. We were on the lip of the cup last night. And, you know, we had this streak going where we hit every hourly goal from 7 o'clock Monday all the way up to last night. And we were just short. What were we, about $300 short, like at the top of the hour? Mm-hmm. And we got the gift that put us over the top at 7:02 last night, courtesy. Said they had to start writing before 7, so we'll count
we'll
it.
Count
so,
it.
I agree. I'd go by those rules.
So, and it was just a wonderful the way that the Share-a-thon has started. I have no reason to think, since we're leading with the A game today, and Leonardo is here with us, it's going to be another big day. And look at it outside. You just can't help but feel great, and we're part of God's wonderful kingdom today. We got some people we do need to thank. Vivian got in online up in Welch's. She's up on the mountain but goes to St. Stephen's in Portland. Thank you so much, Vivian, for going to MaterDeiRadio.com and making that gift. Also on the Hail Mary Media app. And we also heard from Agnes in Beaverton. Goes to Holy Trinity Parish in Beaverton. Thank you so much, Agnes. You can make that gift, MaterDeiRadio.com, the Hail Mary Media app, or let's get the phones ringing for our volunteers who are here so they don't eat all the breakfast rolls back there. 888-823-5286.
Will you be the first call this morning? We would love to hear that phone ring here in the studio at 888-823-5286. 5286. Be that linchpin, that keystone that just starts that avalanche of phone calls. We have $2,000 straight match. So dollar for dollar, anything that you give this hour, we are going to double it to kick off this wonderful Wednesday. Brenda, good morning.
Okay. I'll admit it. I need to get at least one more cup of coffee in me. I did wake up this morning feeling like a little bit like, whoa. Morning already. Okay, let's do this. So
Wednesday already.
It's Wednesday. You know what I always think about, though, when we get into Wednesday, by the time we break for lunch today, we are at the halfway mark of Share-a-thon. Halfway mark already. So, boy, I feel like we've gotten up halfway that hill and then, yeah, the rest of it. We've come this far. Let's keep going.
Excellent. Let's hear that phone ring, please. Be the first one at 888-823-5286. Dollar for dollar, up to $2,000. We will match your gift. We'll double it, but we need to hear from you, please. 888-823-5286, or go online, materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app.
You know, long before I joined Mater Dei Radio, Leonardo DeFilippis had already been talking to them. In fact, I think it might have been within my first week at Mater Dei Radio. We were still on the campus of University of Portland, and they said, all right, well, here you go, get to work. And so they said, we've got this scheduled for you. Leonardo, Jim Coleman, you both came into the studio at University of Portland. It was my first or second interview that I ever did once I became an employee here. So, I mean, you're part of the beginning of Brenda and Mater Dei Radio, Leonardo.
I'm the beginning of Brenda and Mater Dei Radio, but I'm also, I just feel, because, you know, it goes back to the days of KBBM. I guess I've been here, I'm the old guy now. I've been here at going to do these Share-a-thons for almost what the existence was over
34 years.
So I've been here since the very beginning. So it's kind of crazy to think that, you know, but no, it's wonderful. We're in the new home here. It seems probably old to you now, but especially there. But I know, I think this is, it's wonderful to be here. And it's wonderful to also see you guys blossom and to see you all come all the way from Idaho. You know, it's amazing. So God bless each and every one of you. I want you to be supportive of Mater Dei Radio, because it's been such a part of my life, and it's helped our ministry all these years. So it'd be wonderful for you to all start donating as best you can, whatever resources you have, to keep this ministry and this evangelization going.
Leonardo, many of us are so familiar with your stage productions of The Lives of the Saints. I think the first one I ever saw was Maximilian Kolbe. What was the first play on The Lives of the Saints that St. Luke Productions created?
Well, the first show that we ever did was the Gospel of Luke, which would be the first six chapters. We called The Gift of Peace. And I did that at Ashland, Oregon, originally at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, believe it or not, in a little tiny theater. And then I went on to do the first saint we ever did was St. Francis of Assisi.
Wow.
For the 800th anniversary of his birth. Hmm. So that goes back a ways. I was young and good looking back then. That was 1982, believe it or not, because that was the 800th anniversary. So I went, we were the only show at that time on St. Francis. And so we went all over the country doing St. Francis for many, many years. So after that, we just started doing more and more different
more,
saints.
More and more. Now, and I've seen, like I said, Maximilian Kolbe. I saw Faustina. Of course, the wonderful Tolton that is still touring. Do you have any plans, like ideas of saints who you think you need to bring to the stage?
Well, I think once we finish, we have two movies still to finish. We've got to do the movie on Father Tolton, which is very crucial, I think, for our country, because that'll be the first major work on a future saint, on a black Catholic saint. Mm. And then, of course, we're working still very much on Heart of Mercy, which is probably our most complicated movie, and that'll star Jonathan Rumi as Jesus and Maria Vargo as St. Faustina. So we're working on that. After that, I'm still performing and all that, and so is Jim Coleman. But I think I want to bring back St. Therese, St. Faustina to the stage. But I think more and more I'm getting very interested in the Asian saints, meaning the Japanese martyrs, the Vietnamese martyrs. So I'm thinking about maybe going in that direction.
So that would
give us something totally. And I will not play the roles. I promise
you.
So, the reason I couldn't play Father Tolton either. So, you know. But,
I love that, though.
But, yeah, cool. No way. I think that we have to realize that if we can do things on all the saints, because most of us don't know anything about the saints, really, personally, in a very deep way. So I think we show that they're part of our family, too, as are all the other saints. They're part of our communion of saints.
I think that's perfect, because the saints around the world call all of us to look beyond what is right in front of us. And look at, you know, when we think about Pope Francis, too, whenever he makes a statement or comment, you hear Brenda in the United States, but he's speaking to the world. And that's what our saints do. They speak to the whole world. And they call all of us to kind of grow and stretch and be more than just who we are right now.
Well, you know, our movie on St. John of the Cross, probably the only film really that's out there on that particular Carmelite saint, and now it's being used in Africa in all the different French-speaking countries to help form the African Carmelites. They're all watching this, and the Carmelite nuns too in Africa.
Wow.
So it's amazing to think, how did all this work out? So we're still getting a lot of feedback. It's small. We're going the little way of St. Therese, for sure. We're not going to be Hollywood in any way, and we don't intend to be. But it's a ministry that I think touches the heart more in the interior rather than the exterior. Because a lot of us in the flash of art and movies and everything are so focused on the exterior.
All right. So I'll tell you what. For this hour, if you make a pledge and you've seen one of St. Luke Productions play, let us know which one that was and how you felt when you saw that. 888-823-5286. I always remember this story. We went to see Faustina, and our daughter, she's about 9 or 10 maybe, and she sat down in the front of St. Joseph's Church there in the front to see the play up close until the devil came. And then she came running back to the pews and she said, "Mama, I don't want to be that close to the devil." I said, "Neither do I. Neither do I." 888-823-5286, online at MaterDayRadio.com, or download the free Hail Mary media app.
Now, of course, Wednesday, the church dedicates to St. Joseph, terror of demons. We're going to scare the devil away with this great protector cross and card set today. We've only got 50 of these, so at a gift of $120 or more, you get this great cross and prayer card set designed to inspire the vocation of fatherhood. And being a father of four myself, I would love to have this and be able to pray this novena to St. Joseph. So if you can, prayerfully consider if you can give at that level, and know that gift is going to be doubled. 888 888- 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286 or online, materdayradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app.
This is a beautiful cross. I love what we have been doing across the country with this Eucharistic revival. And here in the Archdiocese of Portland, all of the parishes are starting to focus on holy hours once a week, you know, as often as you can. And oftentimes, you'll see the fathers, the men in our community, they take those overnight hours. And just like St. Joseph, men of action, quietly obeying the Lord. Now, this kind of gift, this cross is so beautiful because the way that it is shaped, it kind of just is relaxed in your hand. It's small, and your fingers just kind of wind around that. That's how it's designed to be. So you look at these men sitting overnight in holy hours, praying for their families the way St. Joseph prayed and protected their families with this cross in their hand. Well, I think that is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
So $120 or more, $10 a month.
Gets matched. It gets doubled.
And then it gets doubled. Everything up to $2,000 today. St. Joseph. That would be a very short play, I would imagine, if St.
Not
Luke
much dialogue.
Not too much dialogue.
A lot of silence. Just working quietly.
Joseph just running back and forth.
Listening to his,
A lot
listening
of hammering.
To his son.
And then going
sawing.
To sleep.
Yeah. Listening to Jesus and Mary just talk. And just be in the background and, you know, make sure the chair is made.
Oh, I love it, though. St. Joseph, a man of action.
Yeah, I mean, that, again, that's important. One of the most important saints in the whole history of the church. And I think that's, and this is just a symbolic thing, of course, on Wonderful Wednesday, as they say. But I think the St. Joseph, the Protector Cross, and these are things that you can have memories of in support of Modern Day Radio and the effort of evangelization to help form a culture of life, to help form a culture of devotion, and hopefully for us to have a great desire for heaven, which is the hardest thing to desire in all of earthly life.
So with our theme being Renew Your Hope, Leonardo, when you hear that, what does that mean to you? Just that simple four-letter word of hope, what springs to mind?
Well, I think that, again, I think we want to seek the things above and not the things below. I think that gives us hope, that when we cling to the things of earth, we're going to solve it by this or solve it by that in our own way. You know, I always think of St. John Vianney or Jean-Marie Vianney, the patron of parish priests. He always says, I am nothing, you are everything. And I think it's, again, the great saying, you know, surrender to God and he will do everything for you. I think the hope comes from surrender because it's something that you can't see. And I think that gives us the desire to see it. Because we're always going to have sufferings, we're going to have obstacles, we're going to have all kinds of challenges. And I think hope comes, it springs in the confidence in God that we will be with him forever. And that's the hardest thing for us. That's the greatest challenge here, right in this radio station, and for all of you listeners, is to truly believe that this is just the present moment, but we are eternal beings.
Wow. Mic drop.
There you go.
888-823-5286. 888-823-5286 or MonterdayRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And coming from a commercial radio background where everything is ego, was something that when you start working for Catholic radio, you need to check at the door.
Right.
So every day, I must decrease so that he can increase.
There it is.
And to empty myself out, to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that what comes out of my mouth is what the Lord wants me to communicate to others. So I'm sure people come up to you after a show and just, you know, you do such a great job and you're wonderful, you're awesome. How are you able to, you know, accept that compliment but still remain humble?
Well, you know, you do. That's a very important thing you're saying, because the, you know, when you're performing or on the radio, you're the big cheese or whatever, you know,
I'm the big potato.
You're the big potato in Idaho, right? But anyway, no, you're right, because a lot of people will see you as that saint. They'll be overwhelmed. They might be in tears. They might have all kinds of things happening. But I think you're right. You have to let your ego be checked at the door. You're an instrument. It's interesting. I will be able, you know, during a performance, I'll see very sick people, dying people, People are confused. People are very devout. And you have, there's a presence. God uses you to be present to them at that moment. And then it's interesting, you know, when you go away from that, you go back to your family life and everything, you realize, I always say, you know, I was a saint for an hour and a half. Now I'm just an old sinner, you know, a plain old sinner. And I think that's true. You know, you go back to your old habits sometimes, your old ways. I think all of us can relate to that. You know, you feel, you know, at Mass or at adoration or you're praying, and then, you know, you're arguing with your spouse the next minute. So I think, you know, I mean, that's, you have to, though, but those are humbling things. Those are good things for us to check ourselves. But you're right. You have to put the ego away, you know, through all these things, because I've been through a lot of things. You have a lot of adoration. You're right. You got people, they think you're an actual priest. Sometimes they, you know, the Hispanic people, they'll kiss my cassock and they do all kinds of things. I've even asked people if they could. They said, "Can you, you know, can you hear my confession?" And I said, "Well, I can't do that right now. I'm an S with a small S."
Oh, Patrick, it is always, again, these great partnerships that Mater Dei Radio creates in this community. Leonardo's been, well, a partnership from the very, very beginning of Mater Dei Radio.
Absolutely, and it's one of the best. It really is inspiring. What is amazing to me is I actually saw Leonardo before I ever came and even thought about Mater Dei Radio.
Did you really?
Yeah, he came through Texas and saw one of his productions, and you know, never knowing that this would be the case, and it is a wonderful association. Yeah. Very much so. And we're getting busy this morning. We had a flurry of phone calls. I think we've got one open line right now. So they're busy. I want to thank David. David in South Windsor, Connecticut.
What?
David, thank you so much.
And he said, tell Brian it was payday today.
He texted me on Monday and said, I'll make my donation on payday. And I had no idea what he was talking about. I had no idea that he even knew I was out here in Portland. He has a basically an internet network where he works so hard. He's got a full-time job. And after he gets off from his, and he's a surveyor, so he's out in the cold of Connecticut.
Wow.
And so afterwards, he is so dedicated to his faith. He's a Knight of Columbus. He goes out into speaking engagements. He records podcasts. Spirit of Truth Radio Arts is the name of his little website. He is the hardest working son of a gun that I know.
Wow.
And he is so on fire for his faith, and for him to track me down here at Mater Dei Radio and support Catholic radio in Portland. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, David. That is awesome. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that is now 9 different states in for the Share-a-thon.
Incredible.
So, yeah, very nice. Very nice. Let's get all 50.
Come yeah, on. I think so. And he was listening on the Hail Mary Media app, I'm sure, or MaterDeiRadio.com. I'm not sure which, but thank you so much all the way from Connecticut.
Yeah, wow. Awesome. Thank you very much, David. Okay, here's where we stand for the hour. 1370 to go. So 1370 to go with the $2,000 match. We're going to match David's dollar for dollar, not just because he's in Connecticut, because that's what we're doing, all the way up to $2,000 today. So I don't hear the phones ringing. We've got one open. Last I looked, 888-823-5286. Let's start this wonderful Wednesday with your phone call, or let's ding you in at MaterDeiRadio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.
Why don't we do that during the break so that you don't miss anything that Leonardo has to say? We're having a great conversation with him about St. Luke Productions. So 888-823-5286 is the number to call. We'll be back with more on this wonderful Wednesday at Spring Share-a-thon at Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286 is the number to call. It's the opening hour of day 3 of Spring Share-a-thon. We call it Wonderful Wednesday, and it would be wonderful to hear from you to get us started. We have matching funds available to us, so dollar for dollar, up to $2,000, whatever you give, it is going to be doubled. So we need to hear that phone ring, please. 888-823-5286. You can also go online, MaterDeiRadio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app, which we found out my friend David out in Connecticut was listening to the app all the way to the East Coast. But we know it's not just the East Coast, it's around the world. We have
That's
like
it.
15, 18 countries that have tuned in and downloaded that Hail Mary Media app and listened to the incredible programming that Mater Dei Radio has provided for 34 years. This is your radio station, your local radio station that has been the hub of all this information that you've shared with the public for so many years. If you need to know what's going on in the Catholic world, you listen to Mater Dei Radio and you find out what is going on. And one of those things is St. Luke Productions and all the incredible work that Leonardo DeFilippis does. And we've had him in Boise a couple of times. I don't know about you personally, but I know Faustina came through town several years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But we're working on getting Leonardo out there because I would love... Maximilian Kolbe is our guy at Salt and Light Radio in Boise. And we would love to bring that presentation. Hopefully in September when we celebrate our 15th anniversary. That would be a great way, I think.
That would be fantastic. We want to go to Idaho and convert all those people.
Yeah, all those pagans,
one faith.
Those potato worshipers out there. Let's bring them to the faith, Leo.
Get them off the beer and the whiskey. And
now, careful. That's what I do. So
I'm only kidding.
Patrick Ryan, our executive director, he's in the studio with some folks to thank.
You're having too much fun.
We are. It's wonderful Wednesday.
Because we are doubling all the gifts up to $2,000 this hour, and we want to do that for you. We did it for Mark. Mark in Cornelius goes to St. Edward's in North Plains, one of our most active parishes here during the Share-a-thon. Thank you so much, Mark, for making that gift. And we heard from Robert in Lake Oswego, goes to Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Church there in Lake Oswego. Robert, thank you for giving us a call at 888-823-5286. You can also go online. The internet's been a little slow this morning. I don't know if all those connections are being made, you know, the interwebs and all that. I think so. I think it's working fine. MaterDeiRadio.com and the wonderful Hail Mary Media app. $1,370 to go on that $2,000 match. So almost halfway there, but we want to match you dollar for dollar. And as we have said, we have hit every goal so far. We want to get the momentum going this morning by hitting another one, and we need your help to do it. 888-823-5286. Come on, help us spread hope this morning and a lot of joy.
Going back to that theme of renew your hope, Leonardo, and you had mentioned it too, that people are coming up to you after a performance. How are you able to renew other people's hope? And maybe what advice would you give to those listeners out there? How are we able to be that beacon of hope to others and shine Christ's light and bring hope to the community?
Well, I think, you know, we go to so many places that are, you know, on all different spectrums of, you know, the liberal, conservatives, traditionals, whatever, however you want to define them. And I think what we find is, or what I find it personally, and I know Jim Coleman, who plays Father Tolton, is that we let the saint do the talking. And I think that by them entering into that face-to-face kind of experience, live performance, which is different than radio, of course, is that they are become very moved in an interior way. And so we let that happen. And I encourage, like, for instance, I just the other day, a man, I was in Phoenix performing with St. Maximilian Kolbe, and he was so enthralled by Maximilian, and he said, "I'm going to watch St. Therese, your movie." And I said, "Oh, that's great. You know, I encourage you. I want you to write me what you thought of it after you've seen it." Well, he just wrote almost a treatise of what it meant to him. He's searching, a new convert to the Catholic faith. Nobody else in his family's Catholic. And it was amazing the insights this man had. And so I see that little by little, you just, you know, throw things out just like you would in the radio, and maybe something will happen. God will use an event in that way. So I encourage people mainly to really enter into the lives of the saints, enter into the Gospels, to really listen. And I think that's important. So a lot of times it's listening in order to get that hope that you want. Because people, they're, like he said in this thing, he said, you know, there's so much noise. The movies now are so distracting, the fast pace, there's special effects, blah, 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 blah. And he wants to say something more contemplative, something that makes you think, enter into a deeper reality, a deeper realm, shall we say. And I think that's what, in a sense, the lives of the saints, the Gospels, the Word of God, the sacraments, the presence, you know, is in a sense, it's the reality that's really true. And I think that's what moves people once they go there. And we see that in society. We see these people, you know, be it even, you know, movie stars are always held up. But when those movie stars, or maybe women who've been through hard times, maybe they were a, you know, in the porn industry or Playboy Bunny or whatever, and all of a sudden you see that their lives is changed. They don't want to live that way. They now are turning themselves to God. That shows it's the Mary Magdalene type of situation. We forget, you know, Mary Magdalene cast out 7 demons from her. You're talking about St. Joseph. Maybe help from heaven. Probably he did. But you know what I mean? There's a transformation. So there's always hope for any sinner out there. We can judge them. We can judge anybody. That's why we have to pray for our leaders. We got to pray for our church leaders, political leaders. We got to pray for our families. You know, those who are in trouble. We all have relatives that are in trouble in one way or another, our children, grandchildren. So, you know, never give up hope.
Oh, powerful. These are the places, it's the only place you're going to hear stories like these. And if you have found any value in something that you've heard the last 2 days, we've had incredible guests, some tremendous testimonies. Please call in honor of something that you have said. If something's tugged at your heart, take that as a prompting from the Holy Spirit to pick up the phone and support Mater Dei Radio on this wonderful Wednesday, day 3. As Brenda mentioned, when we go to break today, we're halfway through Spring Share-a-thon already, and we have these matching funds available to us. We still have $1,300 left, so call now and know that your gift is going to be doubled. If you've never given, and this, take this opportunity to make this your first gift to Mater Dei Radio. You'll have a deeper impact because it's doubled. So $10 a month, a one-time gift of $50, we double that here. So, but you have to call now, 888-823-5286, or online, materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app.
You know, looking out the window here on Sylvan Hill, we've got a great view of the valley. And yeah, we can see the sun shining in the springtime in Portland. We know that these little sunny mornings are interspersed with a lot of rain days in between. So you might be ready to make the most of it. I checked the weather. Clouds are moving in this afternoon. So you want to get those errands done. You might want to get that walk in early. If you are listening while you're on your walk, maybe you have the Hail Mary Media app going right now. Just take a moment. It is just so easy to use that app to make your pledge and then get on with your day. And then you know, well, maybe that'll get your pace going a little bit more, knowing that you supported Catholic Radio in the Portland area. You got a busy schedule ahead, got lots of errands and things to do. Make your pledge this morning, and then get on with the rest of your afternoon. Enjoy this beautiful day, but we're asking you to just take a moment to help support Catholic Radio. Help support Our Lady's radio station. Just like that person did, they picked up their phone. They called 888-823-5286. Maybe you're on the way to school. Kids, if you are listening, tell your parents to pull over and make that pledge. We would love you to do that. 888-823-5286 or on the Hail Mary Media app.
And I would like to add to that, you know, I've been helping KBVM Mater Dei Radio for 34 years, but I think, again, this is a touchstone for all of us, a meeting place that we can always, you know, it brings together a lot of different ministries. It brings a communication, a center for all the different parishes, people out there, people Catholic, non-Catholic. This is a vehicle, an instrument for people to listen, to communicate, to be enriched in terms of learning, deepening your faith, strengthening your faith. So this is very important to keep supporting this. I mean, our own ministry has been benefited by this, just by people knowing about what's happening. And I think many other ministries, because it's a vehicle to show the good news that's happening in all areas of ministry, of parish life, of personal life. So please pick up that phone and call us, you know, but also, go on the Mater Dei Radio app and the internet, and then support us and donate.
That's tremendous. Well,
all
do
right.
It.
Let's do that.
Get it together, as Father
Phil
Odo
Knight
said
is
yesterday.
Going to call right now. Yeah. I know he is.
Hey, if you won that $1 billion lotto, pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
I was really hoping that person would be a Mater Dei Radio fan.
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
Never. There's got to be hope. All of Portland.
That's right.
Portland, the most faithful city in the country. It's all going to, we'll get everyone, even the homeless,
that's
start
right.
calling.
888-823-5286. It is a wonderful Wednesday. We've got a little flurry of calls going in. We know that our volunteers are taking those pledges now. I'm sure, though, there's still room for you to call in. There are four volunteers taking those pledges. Once those are full, Deb's going to take the fifth call, and then Sarah's going to smile by taking that sixth call. What portion can you take? I know we are whittling away at that $13.70. That is how much we have left. And you're right. So we are into Wednesday morning. We're almost at the halfway mark. All of our matching Monday goals were met. On Tuesday, we had such a great lineup of guests, too, that were in. Those goals were met. Leonardo is with us. So many of us, our lives have been touched because of the work of St. Luke Productions. And it is just another example of a great partnership. The way that God placed together people going, you know what, you're wonderful on your own. What you are doing is my work, and I'm thanking you for that. But when God puts us together, boy, how much greater are we when we work together? How much greater is Mater Dei Radio when we get to partner with St. Luke Productions? How many more people hear about the word of a play coming through town about the lives of the saints on Mater Dei Radio because Leonardo makes time for this ministry as well? These are beautiful, beautiful relationships, and we're so appreciative for each and every one.
And when you make that call, think of that donation as sort of that pebble that you throw into the water, and you don't know what kind of ripple effect you're going to have. Father Burnaby was sharing yesterday about how Mater Dei Radio played a part in his becoming a Catholic priest. I mean, we have no idea what kind of effect that your gift is going to give. Julie Spencer's been listening to this radio station since she was a little girl. And now she's the director of evangelization and catechesis at Christ the King. So we heard so many incredible stories of how Mater Dei Radio has touched people's lives over 34 years. And Leonardo, you can attest to that as well. But, you know, what has it meant to you personally and to St. Luke Productions? And why should people get off the fence here and pick up the phone and call?
Well, I think they should call because, this is an important ministry that's reaching out. It's grown, as you know, and it needs to grow more to reach out to more and more people throughout the whole metro area. And as Patrick has said, mentioned into the country. And who knows, internationally. But I think this is important because of the internet. Everything's changed. We can spread our wings, so to speak. But we have to be faithful. I think that's the important thing. We have to stay focused on what our real mission, what the vision is here. As you see, it's dedicated to the Mother of God, of course, Mater Dei Radio, the Mother of God. And a lot of us don't even understand what that means. Do we really understand the Mother of God? Well, this is an opportunity to truly, let's commit ourselves to her, because what does she do? She's the light that leads us back to her Son. And so I think that's important for us to understand. She always is leading us to her Son, who died for us, and she's united with him in heaven forever, for all eternity, and watching over us. So I think this radio station is just a little touch of the Mother, of the Son, the Holy Trinity, reaching out through this radio station to touch others. So please help donate towards this cause, and call right now. What's the number again? Give it again.
888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. And that website is materdeiradio.com or the free Hail Mary Media app.
This ain't his first share-a-thon.
Yeah, I gotta memorize those numbers. I don't got to memorize yet.
We couldn't have a share-a-thon without Leonardo. And I have some thank yous. We're really zipping through. We've crossed over the halfway point. $9.95 to go on that match. So over halfway. We want to get every dollar in, though. We're matching it dollar for dollar, including the gifts we've received this morning from Maureen. Maureen, thank you very much for getting in at 888-823-5286. Online from the capital city of Salem, we've heard from Father Tim at Queen of Peace Parish, and he says, I feel blessed to have shared in Leonardo's earliest beginnings with St. Francis.
That is for sure. That goes way back, Father Tim.
Thank you, Father Tim. Father Tim, of course, a guest yesterday on the Share-a-thon. Always a great pleasure to work with him and his crew there at the school and the parish of Queen of Peace there in Salem. And our own Eric Wunderlich is actually there. And if you look on the website, I was looking yesterday at the website, there's a little video, and there's Eric
Ah.
Yes, yeah, as an altar server. Really cool.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Well worth going online and checking out.
We should do
he's
that during the break.
I'm going to look that up for sure now. And Eric is so tall, too. I want to see him.
He's in frame.
Down a few inches. I'm going to enjoy that very, very much.
We'll make the call during the break, and when we come back, we'll have one more segment with Leonardo DeFilippis from St. Luke Productions. You don't want to miss what he has to say, so call during the break. Get that pledge of support out of the way, then you can sit back and enjoy the rest of Wonderful Wednesday here as we kick off day three of the Spring Share-a-thon here at Mater Dei Radio. That phone number, 888-823-5286. Back with more after this. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. We have 15 minutes left, and we have $9.95 to go.
Okay.
And so we need another one of those phone blitz type situations where we fill up all four of those phone lines, get all of those volunteers busy, and then the overflow starts, because Sarah's in here just drinking coffee, so she needs to get to work, right?
She does. You know, I love, if you please go to our Facebook page, I think it's probably Instagram too, of the pictures from yesterday.
Absolutely, yes. If you go to our Instagram and our Facebook, we've got clips from each of our guests that are in studio, so you can see a little bit what's going on, mm-hmm. all the fun we're having in here. But we're working on right now is working on the recording, so you can go back and listen to some fuller reflections from all of our guests. Thank you for that. But yeah, you know, Brenda, you had to grab the phone for me the other day, but I have not picked up the phone yet. I would like to take a few donations this week. So yeah, please call and maybe I'll go pick up the phone at 888-823-5286. Or of course, the Hail Mary Media app. That's so quick. If you have your phone, you just go to the main page and you can hit give now and it'll take you right to where you need to go. You can also go to our website at MaterDeiRadio.com.
And if you don't follow Mater Dei Radio on Instagram, you need to, because you know all the reels that Sarah has produced and they were just so inspirational yesterday. We had some inspirational talks from our guests, and I know today won't be any different. So just make sure you follow so that you don't miss anything that's going on here. And definitely download that free Hail Mary Media app. There's so much there that you can participate with. I know I do on a daily basis, because that's how I pray the rosaries with Archbishop Sample. Because I'm just lazy that way.
But you know what? I never have to worry about losing count.
Right.
Or did I skip that bead? Or is that 11 Hail Mary? I'm not sure. Archbishop Sample is always on count.
He keeps you on task,
Patrick,
for sure.
Patrick Ryan, our executive director, he's running around in yellow kicks today. Those are pretty bright.
Yeah, I like them. That made me go faster.
How many steps did you get in yesterday?
A little over 11,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, but it was less than Monday. I'm going down. So today I'm that's why I wore these. That's why I wore these.
Those yellow kicks are going to get you there.
Hey, thanks to Elizabeth. Elizabeth picked up the phone and gave us a call today from Vancouver. Goes to Holy Redeemer, giving in honor of Leonardo. Elizabeth, thank you so much. She volunteers with us, too. So
wow, wonderful.
That's done
Elizabeth.
A lot for us. So thank you so much, Elizabeth. Picked up the phone and called this morning in honor of Leonardo at 888-823-5286. Also, I heard some dinging going on with the internet at MaterDeiRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. All right, $8.95 to go. $8.95. We can do it. And I know we've got two phone lines open, so I don't know what they're writing back there. We're getting close, but we need you. We need you to help us get over and match dollar for dollar. We're going to match Elizabeth's gift, double that up, and we want to double your gift, too. So we want to get every dollar in, so please help us close that gap of $8.95.
Great way to do that with it being Wonderful Wednesday and Wednesday devoted to St. Joseph. We have this St. Joseph the Protector cross and prayer card set. It's beautiful. Do we have pictures of this on? Yeah, so you can go to the website and check this out, MaterDeiRadio.com. It's gorgeous. Who would not want to have this in their prayer toolkit? But we've only got 50 of them. So if you can give a gift of $120 or more, that's just $10 a month. And that's what? Sacrificing one of those fancy coffees a month and giving that money to Mater Dei Radio so that they continue the great work that they've been doing for 34 years. And we'll double that gift. So it's a win-win. So let's get those phones ringing, please, at 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. Or go online, MonterdeiRadio.com.
You know, speaking of St. Joseph, I don't know if everyone knows this, but on our app, we have a whole section that's just dedicated to St. Joseph prayers. So if you want to get closer to St. Joseph, there's a whole bunch of prayers that you can just pray along with us. And as we know from Leonardo, the saints are so important just for our walk with the Lord, and they're walking with us. They're our older brothers and sisters. They're trying to get us to heaven too. And I just love that your ministry, Leonardo, just really helps the saints come alive for us. I've always appreciated that.
Well, thank you, Sarah, and I'm so appreciative of you, what you've done, how you've expanded the archives, the library, so to speak, here at Mater Dei Radio because of the new technology and the internet, etc. So the podcast, so that's wonderful. And I'm praying too that people, you know, what we're planning to do now is, because of the crisis in the country and everything happening, we're going to create a new rosary on Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Our Lady of Guadalupe rosary in English and Spanish. And we want, just like Benedictus, we did that here, Benedictus Moments, I'm praying that we can get that to be here, premiere here at this radio station, and then go throughout the world. So keep praying for that. So this, again, why this is important to keep Mater Dei Radio going, so that we can provide more programming. We wish we could do a lot more here at St. Luke Productions for Mater Dei Radio. So pray, we'll continue to pray for that and other ministries to be able to provide the resources for you to listen to.
Where does the inspiration come from when you decide to do, to highlight a new saint, to produce a new play or a movie? How do you start that inspiration process?
A lot of that is driven by different religious orders who come to us. A lot of it is anniversaries. A lot of people come to me and say, it's the 400th anniversary, can you do something? It's the 100th anniversary, can you do something for the saint? And I think, you know, I just to talk about, I remember we were at a monastery, a Carmelite monastery. We perform for, we do private shows for cloistered nuns. It's hard to believe. So we do have done prisons and all that, but, you know, but it's beautiful to be able to do this, say, for 16, 20 nuns, all private. They keep their spirit of cloister. But I remember a mother superior, after seeing one of our shows, she says, we're in the speak room, and they have a grill, you know, you're separated. And she says, I want you to create a show on St. John of the Cross. And I go, Mother, how am I going to do that? You know, he's one of the most complicated, difficult saints in the history of the church, you know, the mystical doctor. And then she just hands me a check for $5,000 and says, I want you to start this program. Wow. So what do you do? You
kind of yes, say,
you go, yes, mother. No, I go, yes, mother.
Yes, oh,
mother.
Yes, mother.
Mother. You know, so anyway, that's the kind of thing that happens to me. Or Father Tolton. I wasn't going to do Father Tolton. I was going to do Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul II. And I was really seriously going to do Fulton Sheen. I had a whole movement of people before Father Andrew Apostoli died. The Franciscan Friars of the Renewal was part of the canonization process. Mm-hmm. But I saw the picture of Father Tolton in my office, his eyes looking at me, and I said, you know what? I think I'm being called to do you. So it's a lot of it. It's the Holy Spirit taking risks. I think our work doing the saints is a risk because you don't know. Will they fail? Will they not work? Will anyone even come? Does anyone even care? And you take that risk, and God somehow anoints it, and we just go forward, you know, in whatever weakness we have, because we're nonprofit, we just have to, it's a work of the people, really.
Oh, that is powerful. Hey, there's no risk by calling and donating to Mater Dei Radio. It has been around for 34 years, and it provides so much good work throughout this area and beyond, thanks to the app, the Hail Mary Media app, and the website, materdeiradio.com. But we would love to hear those phones ring, please. We only have 6 minutes left. And Patrick, how close are we?
6:45. So 6:45 to go. We're closing in. We had three of the four phone lines are had calls on them. One just cleared. So two on, two off, and they want to hear from you. 888-823-5286. You can always go online and make your gift. That's where Dan here in Portland made his gift. Dan, thank you for going to MatraDayRadio.com and making that online gift. Also, giving us a call, doing it the old-fashioned way. Chris picked up the phone and called from West Lynn, goes to Resurrection Parish. Thank you so much, Chris, for calling 888-823-5286. Like I said, half the phone lines are full, half of them are open. So is it glass half full, glass half empty? I always say half full, half full.
Keep calling. Yeah, Get that thing ringing. Get my ears hurting.
So 645, and we'll double every dollar of all these gifts. $645 to get the 2,000 for the hour. Make it a $4,000-plus hour.
Let's get those phones ringing, please. 888-823-5286. What part of that can you take on? Can we get those other two phone lines filled up with someone who can give it a level of, say, $30 a month? If we can do that, we can get that goal. We can take advantage of that full match, make this a $4,000 hour. What a great way to start off this wonderful Wednesday. But we need to hear from you. We are so close to the goal line, just 5 minutes left, and we don't want to leave any of this money on the table. So we need to hear from you now, please, at 888-823-5286.
It's just twice a year that we break from our regular programming, once in the springtime, once in the fall. And those are the funds that we raise to keep Mater Dei Radio on the air. 34 years ago, a group of people came together and said, we are going to start this radio station so we can pray the rosary. It is up to all of us right now today to keep that legacy going. We have a responsibility to the people in the Portland area and in Southwest Washington, down in Salem, down to Corvallis, Eugene, Springfield, and now around the world. We have a responsibility to keep this radio station going, Our Lady's radio station. Now is the time to call. Now, every hour throughout Share-a-thon, Patrick and our bookkeeper, Curtis, they've worked through what we need. And they each have an assigned amount that we have got to get to. And each one builds, and they are going to get bigger as we move through the day. We cannot push any of this hour's goal to the next hour. We have got to do the work that is presented before us right now. We've got to do what is in front of us right now, so that way we can move over into the next door, into the next room, into the next goal. So we have $645 right now that we've got to do, so that way we can move on to the next goal. We are asking our listeners today, can you help? What portion of that can you help Mater Dei Radio this morning? Again, we've talked about this. The sun is shining. In April, that's not a common thing. We recognize that. I want to get out also and walk. But this is so important. I've got to be present right now to the needs of this radio station. And we're asking you to please join us now. 3 minutes left, $645. What portion can you take?
What encouragement would you give those people out there on the fence to get them to pick up the phone and call, Leonardo?
Well, I think, again, I just think this is an important, we have to make a commitment. We also remember that this is one of the early, Mater Dei Radio, KBBM in the early days, as it was called, it was in the forefront of the radio movement in the country. And so it was an early start, you know, back 34 years ago. So I think we have an obligation, if we want to say it that way, and a commitment and dedication. I know Patty and I, we also support this radio station every month. And I think I would really encourage everyone to start calling, because we want to keep this going. We want to keep this movement going so it can have the freedom to blossom. And we want it to grow. Imagine if Mater Dei Radio become one of the top radio stations in the Portland, Vancouver metro area, in the Northwest, so that the good news can be truly spread throughout the world. So let's really, I encourage all of you out there listening, wherever you're driving, you're sitting at home, you know, to call 888-823-5286, or go right away on that safe and secure payment gateway to moderndayradio.com and the Hail Mary Media. Don't be afraid.
See?
Go
for it. He had it memorized like a good actor did.
Yeah, I finally got it memorized.
What portion can you take this morning? We are so appreciative of Leonardo DeFilippis from St. Luke Productions to be with us today. All that he's been able to contribute to Mater Dei Radio through the lives of the saints, through his Benedictus recordings, through the rosary that has been recorded. Boy, Pat, we are getting right down to the wire here, aren't we? 1 minute left in this hour.
We are getting right down to it. We need $50.
Oh,
$50.
Whoa. Thank
come
you,
on,
thank
pick
you,
up
everyone.
That phone and give us a call. 888-823-5286. Online, materdeiradio.com, the Hail Mary Media app. Want to thank Patricia in Tigard, goes to St. Anthony Parish. Thank you, Patricia, for giving us a call. We appreciate your generosity oh so much. Thank you so much, Patricia. And Dolores called us from St. Ignatius in Portland. Thank you, Dolores. Okay. I mean, we are right there on the lip of the cup.
The
we just need that phone call. Come on. You could be the one. You could be our hero this hour.
$50, 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. Let's hear that phone ring one more time before we go to break so that we know that that person out there listening has a $50 bill in their wallet and willing to give it to Mater Dei Radio.
Oh, I know. I feel like I'm just holding my breath just looking at the phone. I'm just looking.
And
I
just
know
waiting.
that person is dialing now. 888-823-5286. Thank you so much.
Leonardo, great to see you again, my friend.
Oh,
God
great
bless
to see you.
You
too, and God bless you and all the listeners. And we'll be praying for each and every one of you. God love you.
All right. Make that call during the break. We'll be back with more from the Spring Share-a-thon 2024. It's day 3, Wonderful Wednesday at Mater Dei Radio.